This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Along with demonstrations in Denver, about 200 people gathered Monday night outside the Fort Collins Police Department. The Coloradoan reports they protested for around 3 hours. Demonstrators also marched in Grand Junction and in Colorado Springs. The Daily Sentinel reports Grand Junction protesters ended their march at police headquarters and spoke to the city's police chief. The Gazette reports Monday's demonstration in Colorado Springs was peaceful. Colorado could face a second and bigger spike in coronavirus this summer. CPR Sam Brash reports there are already signs it could be picking up again.
One indicator is COVID-19 hospitalizations. Those numbers are decreasing, but not as quickly as a few weeks ago. Dr. John Samet leads the state's coronavirus modeling effort, and he says that's to be expected as the state reopens.
The important thing is that it climbs in a controlled way so that the healthcare capacity is not overwhelmed and the burden of morbidity and mortality is maintained as low as possible.
His models estimate that would require Coloradans to more or less maintain high levels of social distancing. Otherwise, the state could overwhelm its intensive care capacity by the end of the summer. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The state wants people to weigh in on plans to safely reopen places of worship and outdoor activities like parks and playgrounds. State officials released a draft of their plans Monday and want people to comment by Wednesday. The state also took steps to reopen short-term rentals under certain safety provisions. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.